We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Chaf Beis. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be finishing this halacha now, and this halacha has been based on Torah Yud Gimel in Likutei Moran, where one of the major topics in that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fact that whenever a tzaddik is zoche to teach Torah, he usually is bringing new revelations of Torah into the world, Chidushei Torah. And in order to do that, there are two major steps that he does. Number one is, V'loikeach nefoshos chacham, he gathers together the souls of those who come to listen to his words of Torah, and sometimes even those who don't come to listen. Part of the process of being able to bring down new revelations in Torah requires gathering together souls and piecing them, plugging them into each other. And then step two is that the tzaddik with those souls goes up to heaven and then is able, and by their going up to heaven, they generate what's called Mayin Nukvin, which brings about a yichud, a heavenly union above, which creates and brings down a new revelation in Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal touched on this earlier in this halacha. Now he's going to bring up this topic again in a different context. Nachzor l'inyanenu, going back to our original topic, ki Hashem yisporach oso imonu chesed godoil shenizgala meleches hatfus boilam. Rav Nosson Zal says, Hashem has done an incredible act of kindness for Klal Yisrael in revealing the printing process to the world, printing, publishing. This has made it possible to increase dramatically the number of Sfarim in the world. Because until they were printing Sfarim, the only way a person got a Sefer was by writing it over, by borrowing someone else's copy and sitting down and writing it over from beginning to end. Ki bechinas ha-hadposo, because this concept of printing and publishing is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran about gathering up and bringing together the souls, shaydezeh megalin Torah, which is part of the process of revealing Torah. Because in the olden days, when people used to write a sefer by hand, Azai koisvin ois acharois. Then it was single-threaded, single file. You could only write one letter, and then write another letter, and then write another letter, one letter at a time, period. Avol bahat posa, but now that Hashem revealed this printing process, the technology of the printing process, loikhin umekabtsin kama vekama oisios harbe moid alatfus. We pick and bring together 100 letters or 500 letters to map out a page, an entire page of a sefer, umadpisin bepamachas daf sholem, and we publish in one shot an entire page. Va'oisius shel haTorah hein bechinas nitzutzei nefoshos, and we know that the letters of the Torah are actually like sparks of souls, parts of souls. Because all of the Jewish souls are rooted in the letters of the Torah, as is known. Nimtza, so we see therefore, shekibutz ha'oisiyos shel sforim akdoshim, that this act of gathering together the different letters and forming them into words and forming a whole line and then another line and an entire page, That's exactly the same as gathering up souls, actual souls, likutei nefoshos. Ki gam hasforim biatzmam nischabru al yidei lekichas hanefoshos. Because as we learned over there in Likutei Moran, the Torah that's being published, that Torah itself was brought into the world by gathering together souls, by the tzaddik gathering together the souls of the listeners. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'loikeach nefoshos chacham. The chacham gathers up the nefoshos. Shaydezeh himshech zeh chacham haTorah shegila v'chidesh. That's what made it possible for the chacham to draw this Torah from heaven, which he revealed and introduced into the world, haksuva basefer hazeh, which is being written in this sefer, shematpis nachshav, which is being printed. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei ha-hadpasa, through the process, this procedure of printing and publishing, nis'oirer be'yoyser, b'chinas ha-shoyrish, shel elu ha-chidushin, this reactivates and reawakens the source, the roots of these revelations of Torah, shenimshichu al yedei lekichas hanafoshos, this Torah which was brought into the world by a gathering of souls, shemehem biatzmon nishavu elu oisias haTorah, and it's from those souls themselves that were formed these letters. The letters are connected to the souls. Shebozeh sefer, that make up this sefer that's being printed now with these revelations of Torah that the tzaddik revealed. Kigam achshav, because just like when the tzaddik was bringing the Torah into the world and teaching it, this process happened once. Rav Nosson Zal says now it's being repeated a second time. Kigam achshav loichin elu, says, because now again these letters are being taken. And they're being brought together to form words and lines and a whole page. And we are drawing and revealing those words of Torah into the world by publishing, by printing in one shot an entire page. Kama v'kama pamim ritzufim, and we're not just printing it once, we're printing 100 copies or 1,000 copies. Shaydezeh mezakin es horabim, and by doing this, we are doing an incredible service for the public. Umeirin pnei tevel besforim harbe, and we are lighting up the entire world with many sforim, hayoytzim boilam, which are going out into the world, Umeirin es Yisrael l'tshuva shlema, and inspiring the Jewish people to complete tshuva. It's interesting, I was just in Uman, I had the privilege of being in Uman for Shavuos last week, and I overheard a person talking. There was a person who came into the shul there with such excitement. He was talking about Rav Arush, and he was saying, wait, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you see what's coming this Rosh Hashanah. There's two new Sfarim that are going to go out. Wait till you see. So somebody asked him, what do you mean? What's it? What's going to be? Wait till you see. Wait. B'li Ayin Hara, we're living in an age, a time, where B'li Ayin Hara, there's a new Sefer being published every hour or maybe every minute, B'li Ayin Hara, all over the world, in different languages. And there are Sfarim today, and today it's not the Tfus that Rav Nosson Zal was talking about, where they had to put the physical letters, typeset with physical letters. Today it's a different planet. Today there's this publishing being done 100,000 times easier, faster, and better. Better paper, better quality print than before. And again, and most people ain't even using that. They're getting it on their iPad or their BuPad or their, you know, you don't need the paper anymore at all. You have it in technology and streamline and audio, video, everything imaginable. We're living, somebody mentioned recently that one of the great tzaddikim said that as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, I think they said that each year is like a generation. Every year today, 365 days, is like a generation, like 100 years of before, in terms of the news that's come, the new technology that's being introduced to the world to make things easier, better, quicker. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Vezehu, we spoke earlier about the topic of tefillin. We touched on the topic of tefillin earlier. Now, Rav Nosson Zal brings it back again in a different area. Vezehu bechinas hashinin shel hatfilin, and connected to what we're speaking about here, about print and typesetting letters for publishing, you have also the shins on the batin, on the bias of the shel rosh, those two shins that stick out, that are bolate from the leather. Shenasin al yedei dfus daika, which are also formed by a mold, a special kind of mold that causes the leather to be pushed out, the leather to stick out, and the other part of the leather to be pushed in. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, pituche choisam kodesh lashem. Shenemar al tefillin, kemavur b'divur Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 5, that this pasuk, pituche choisam, choisam means a seal. The olden day seals, which they still have today in some third world and eighth world countries like Ukraine, they have these seals, like when you want to form an organization or something like that, where it presses together the paper in such a way that the letters stick out on the paper itself, even without ink. It presses together the paper in such a way that the letters that are formed stick out from the paper. Ki pituche choisam hu bechinas tfus. This pasuk in the Torah, which uses this wording, pituche choisam, regarding the seal, this seal of Hashem, is referring to this meleches hatfus, this concept of typesetting and lettering. Kemuva bepoiskim, as is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, le'inyan kedushas hasforim hanitposim, regarding sforim that are printed, shemevian, that are published and printed. And in the olden days, the lettering was raised lettering, like we have today when people send out invitations. Wealthy people, when they send out invitations for weddings or things like that, you see that they have the printer. It's not just the letters on the paper, but it's called raised lettering, where the ink is actually above the paper, you know, and you see it. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, about the holiness of Sfarim, which were not written by hand, like it was in the olden days, but rather through Tfus, through this printing process. Shemeviim Shom Raya Me'avnei Achoshen, whereby the Shulchan Aruch, the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch, bring a proof from the stones that were in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, the Avnei Achoshen, Shenasu B'Tfus, that there also, the lettering was bolate, the lettering stuck out, the letters stuck out in this way. Bechinas pituche choisam, as it says in the Chumash. Kemevur behilchas Sefer Torah, as you will find in Yoredeya, in the laws of Sefer Torah, Beturei Zov, the Taz, in chapter 271, Besimen Reishayin Aleph, Beshem Tshuvas Masas Binyamin. The Taz over there quotes one of the Poskim who supports, who emphasizes that we should know that it's not just a Sefer Torah, which was written by hand, by a Sefer, with ink that goes on top of the parchment that's holy, but he speaks there about printed matter, published matter, that also is holy, is definitely holy. And heaven help a person who doesn't treat it, you know, with the proper holiness. Ayin Shom, look over there in Shulchan Aruch where the Taz quotes this. Ki mevura b'hatoyra ashrei homanal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on, shebechinas hamshochas hatoyra al yedei lekichas hanefoshois hu bechinas tefillin, that the procedure by which a tzaddik draws new Torah into the world by gathering up souls is related to the mitzvah of tefillin. Bechinas shin shel shloisha roshim v'shin shel arbo roshim. Rabbeinu Zal there shows the connection between that procedure and the two shins that are found in the tefillin shel rosh. One of three heads, one of four heads. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ki oisiois hashinin shel atfilin nasin bitfus. Because these shins on the bias of the tefillin are made through a special mold, like v'zeu b'chinas hatfosas sforim akdoshim, and this is also the concept of typesetting and printing holy sforim. Shehem b'chinas lekichas v'kibutz oisius, which involve a gathering together, a choosing and bringing together of different letters. Shehem hanefoshes, which are the souls. She'al yodom nimshach ha-Torah bo'ilom. And that's how Torah is introduced into the world. She'zeo b'chinas ha-shinin shel ha-tfilin. And this is also tied into the shins of the tfilin. She'nasin b'tfus daika, which are also formed through tfus. The Hebrew word tfus is the same term that's used for printing or publishing sforim. That's called tfus. And the word dfus is also used referring to that process by which we make raised lettering or a raised picture, like the raised letters of the shins on the bias of the tefillin.